HiOCQ, Oklahoma City. This is Oscar Echo 2, Whiskey United Mexico. Oscar Echo 2, Whiskey United Mexico. From Austria, calling CQ, Oklahoma City. Hello, CQ, Oklahoma City. This is Oscar Echo 2, Whiskey United Mexico from Austria, calling in by. Hello, CQ, Oklahoma. Hello, CQ. This is Oscar Echo 2, Whiskey United Mexico. Oscar Echo 2, Whiskey United Mexico from Austria, calling CQ, Oklahoma City. Hello, CQ. This is Oscar Echo 2, Whiskey United Mexico, calling in by.
Echo 2, Whiskey Uniform Mike, this is November 0 Tango Radio in 0TR, located in South Carolina. I just wondered if you had the right repeater or not. My name is Tom. Over.
Yeah, okay, Tom. Nancy Zero, Tango Papa, I think it was Tom. Yeah, okay. My call sign, you have correct, is Oscar Echo 2, Whiskey United Mexico. My name here is Chris. Charlie Hotel, Radio India Sierra. And my location is the city of Salzburg. Salzburg, city of Mozart and Crab family, sound of music is famous, they say. Yeah, you're from South Carolina, from which town? I collect here from all states, so I have now from Oklahoma, but it's not the problem. South Carolina, I think I have Charleston. Well, I guess, I'm not sure. Okay, right back to you. Nancy Zero, Tango Papa, Oscar Echo 2, Whiskey United Mexico, listening. Go ahead.
South Carolina, in the smaller town of Greer, G-R-E-E-R. We're northeast of Greenville by about 14 miles. It's nice to hear you this morning. You have a great signal here. I work Austria quite often on CW, and our family has relatives on my wife's side that lives near, what is the name of that town, Bernice? Is it Graz, or? I'm not sure. No, that wasn't it. But at any rate, we visited over there a few years ago, and our daughter up in Michigan, she comes back every other year and visits the family on the farm down near Vienna, and we went there, and I love classical music, and that is such a wonderful place. But now with the virus going around, that's not possible. Hope you're staying safe over there, Chris. Oscar Echo 2, Whiskey Uniform Mike. This is in 0TR.
Break from KD5KX.
Stand by a minute. I had a break there. I think it was KD5K. Is that you, Mike? Transmission. Echo link takes a little bit. Go ahead, Mike.
I need to stay to my collect. Kilo 5, the rest was too quick. The name is Chris, and the location is Salzburg. Sierra, Alpha, Lima, Zulu, Bravo, Uniform, Romeo, Golf, Salzburg, city of Salzburg, a Festspieler, Mozart, yeah, Christian Popper, Sound of Music, so it's famous city. To Tom, to you, yes, it's the Prague is in stereo, Oh, yeah. I see. Between 250 and 300 kilometers. Length is about 150. Yeah, and the rest, Tirolia and Innsbruck, so about 200 kilometers. So, Salzburg is in the middle of Austria, you can say, and the northern part of the country. Okay, I think give the mic first to Kilo 5 for the information, and then please to 90 Tango Papa. Go ahead, please.
Okay, KXN0TR. Was that you, Mike? And you have to leave a little pause as Chris is in Salzburg, Austria. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, roger that. Roger that, Tom. OE2WUM. This is KD5KX, Kilo Delta 5, Kilo X-ray. I'm located in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma. That's near Tulsa in the northeast corner of the state of Oklahoma. And I heard you were looking for Oklahoma, and that's where I'm at. And just happened that you're talking to a very good friend of mine, N0TR, a fellow that used to live up here near Oklahoma in Kansas. So we're good friends, and I was needing to get a hold of him, so I was just kind of hanging out on this repeater this morning, and there you all showed up. We'll turn it back to you, Trace, for a second. This is KD5KX with OE2WUM.
Sorry for the delay. I had a screen server on, and I couldn't go out earlier. Yeah, Kilo Bravo 5, Kilo X-ray is okay. Thank you very much for the possibility to catch Oklahoma. Yes, I collect normally picture both cars, so I send all this first. I have only one station from Oklahoma, but that's a normal QSL card, and I'm really finished. I have to see what comes in now, and then talk again. Okay, so Mike Kutam, Nancy Zero, Tango Radio, Kilo Bravo 5, Kilo X-ray, OE2WUM listening.
It's on all, Chris. It was so nice to hear you in Salzburg. I love Mozart, and I've been to his home there, and it's quite exciting to visit over there. And Mike, you talk about excited. Wow. Got to get a drink of water here. It's so nice to hear you this morning. I didn't know that you were smart enough to get on this repeater. Hi. I should have figured it, but I didn't recognize your call at first, and so I just told you to stand by a second so I wouldn't lose Chris over there. Oh, wow, that's wonderful. Well, my question is, did you get anything in the mail from N0TR? I sent you something up there 4 or 5 days ago. KD5KX, N0TR returning.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. I just picked it up yesterday in the mailbox, and I do appreciate that calendar that you sent. I was needing a calendar, so you hit it right on the spot when you sent that. Thank you very much. And yeah, Tris, I don't know if you got my call letters right. It's Kilo Delta KD5KX, Kilo Delta 5 Kilo X-ray. And Yeah, this is KD5KX with N0TR, Tom Romeo. Yeah, Tom, I've had this echo link going, but I haven't really had a good checkout on my mic, so I don't know. Yesterday I dinked with the levels a little bit. I think it was a little bit low before, but I think I got the mic level set about right. How's it sound on that end?
Echolink does take a little pause between transmissions, and Chris is doing a great job, and with his English, too. And that calendar has all the contests and events and meteor showers and everything else for the whole year on it, and that's what I like about it, because you can always see those things coming up if you care to work any of them and work some new countries. But your audio is perfect. Leave it like it is. Over.
Okay, real good, Tom. Real good, Tom. Yeah, Chris was coming in pretty good there. I was kind of surprised to hear him. I was just about on him when you called him. we hit it about the same time. Yeah, I didn't get that close a look at that calendar. I was kind of looking for your picture on there. I thought you might have been on there. Go ahead.
Yeah, on that. I'm sitting here looking at QRZ, and I'm looking at Chris's picture, and it says he's 53 years old. Now, Chris, does that still hold true? I'm 73 years old. Oscar Echo 2, Whiskey Uniform Mike, back to you. This is N0TR.
Okay, hello, Poppy. Yes, then you're looking into SAT.com. That's an old picture. I have to look at anybody from my friends. I have people which can make that, so I cannot do that. So the picture is 53 years. I'm in 4 months, 59. So I have something to do. what is better when you have a look into my homepage, www.qrsat.net. O2WUN. You find a lot of pictures from Salzburg and so on, and yeah, I have no newer photo in the login in the moment. Yeah, I have 10 years no activity, so my mother was died and I had to leave the old QPH, and yeah, now I have since 6 years was new. I have equipment, transceiver I have, but I have only a quarter antenna because I have no possibility to put them on the roof, so it's no flat roof, and so it's a little bit difficult. Okay, yeah, I was correcting the call sign kilo delta 5 kilo x-ray. What I missed, I didn't know your name, please. The name I need. Okay, Mike 2 kilo delta 5 kilo x-ray. Here on the end is Oscar Echo 2, Whiskey United Mexico, listening. Go ahead.
Yeah, very good. Very good, Chris. Very good. Yeah, the name here is Mike. The name here is Mike. And the call was KD5KX with OE2WUM. And I got a phone call right quick. Let me send it back to Tom for a minute. Clear.
So great to hear you this morning. Thanks for calling in, and I'll be here for a little bit. And Chris, I see you were a was in mechanics. I was in maintenance, electrical, and electronics. And Mike was the finest engineer. He don't call himself an engineer, but he is. And he was a data system technician in the Navy. But then he worked for some very fine companies and then started his own company. And he would go out and troubleshoot and marry the programmable logic computers to machine tools, and worked in the machine industry. And I met him at a machine shop that I worked at for 32 years. And every once in a while, I'd have to call Mike. And he always got me straightened out. And unfortunately, I didn't get to call him very often. But when I did, it was a real pleasure. He's a very smart man. Oscar Echo 2, Whiskey Uniform Mike. This is NZTR returning. Mike had to step out for a little bit, and maybe you did too. So I'll listen here. And pleasure's all mine. I've really enjoyed visiting with you this morning. And you have a nice day if you're not able to get back for now. Otherwise, I'll be sitting here. OE2, Whiskey Uniform Mike, NZTR73.
Yeah, NZTR, this is KD5KX. We're back. And, yeah, looks like Chris might have dropped out on us or something. But good to hear you. Good to hear you. I tried calling you a time or two on this repeater. I don't know, when I first got my Echolink stuff working, I had a lot of trouble getting a microphone to work on this thing for some reason. I'm not sure why. So I was a little leery of trying to adjust volumes and stuff because I had a couple of old mics, and apparently they weren't any good. And I ordered a headset from Amazon and tried it, and it wasn't very good. I had to try it on another computer and finally figured out the microphone on it was messed up. So I ordered this desk mic, and it seems to be doing a pretty good job, at least as far as I can tell. So instead of a headset, I'm just using a little cheap desk mic. And I think I've got it working probably as good as it's going to with this quality of a mic. But, yeah, I was surprised yesterday to get that big envelope. And got home and opened it up, and there was a calendar. I was kind of halfway expecting your picture on it, but I didn't see it. But I'm going to have to get hung up here in my shack and look at those schedules and stuff. That's interesting. Yeah, I'm very interested, at least looking around at that and listening and maybe joining in on some of that stuff. So I'm glad to get that, and I'll be using it for sure. This is KD5KX. Back to you.
Mike, boy, what a Christmas present, New Year's present, all together just to get to visit with you on here. This repeater is the Greenville, not Greenville, it's the Greenville's repeater, the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and that I've belonged to for many years now. And I don't actively go down to the meetings, but I always pay my dues, and I am a member of it, and you don't have to by any means. It's an open repeater. It's 3,500 feet up on Caesar's Head Mountains, and just on North Carolina, South Carolina. It's an incredible repeater. I think, and if I'm not mistaken, W4DJW, who is a good friend of mine, David, he's in software architecture, and I compare him to your expertise only in computers, let's say that. He might even be a step above us all, but he's wonderful to talk to. He flies drones and model airplanes, and there's just a wonderful group of guys on here every day, and almost any of them know me. Another good friend's in 4IQ, and he was an engineer, and guys, I could go on and on and on, but that one's an easy one to remember. That's a wonderful call, and boy, just be sure to holler anytime. I turned this one on in the kitchen, ever so often, and during the day, especially when it's cold, and get on here and just visit with the guys. And some of them are mobile, and some of them are stationary. And once in a while, heck, I talked to Australia on here one day, coming down the street towards the driveway. So that echo link's pretty fantastic, although I've never done it. I started to, and then I didn't, Mike. KD5KX in 0TR. Back to you, Mike.
Yeah, real fine. Real fine. Yeah, that... It took me a while to get this going, like I say, with all the mic troubles that I had. But finally got a microphone that would work and go through the right inputs and all that. Took a little figuring out, but wasn't plug and play for sure. But I got it going. The receive part didn't seem to be hard. It hooked up and I could hear things, but I just I couldn't get the microphone to put anything out, and it wasn't working quite right with the website that Echolink uses. But yeah, I wanted to get a little more up to date on some of the things that have changed in the last 25 years that I've been off the air, and started with Echolink, and also I built me a little all-star boxes, little nodes. And I'm not sure what to do with it yet. I've got it hooked up, and I think it's working. Seems to be receiving and transmitting, but I haven't really messed with it a whole lot yet. But interested in trying that, and I may even try to get hooked up with some radio teletype. I've never messed with that before, but see if I can't at least receive some of that. You know, it just sounds like a bunch of gobbledygook when you're listening to it on the radio. But if a computer can decipher it, and I know there's programs out there now that'll do it, we'll give it a try. Talking about the weather, yeah. I talked to a guy yesterday. Yesterday, my son brought a friend. Well, the guy that he works for is a new ham operator, and he brought him by my shack here yesterday, and his name's Nick. He bought a Yaesu radio, HF radio, and hadn't been able to get anything on it, but all he had... Let me let the repeater drop out. I better not time it out. Yeah, there we go. Forget I'm talking on a repeater, and they'll shut you down if you talk too long. Anyway, Nick brought his radio over, and we hooked it up to my antenna. I did put up a 40-meter inverted V, and we was picking up stations all over 40 meters on it, and he hadn't been able to receive. I think he said he received one station he heard, but he was just using a little portable telescopic antenna, and he hasn't been able to pick up anything on it, so he didn't know if his radio was working or not. And when when I had my antenna hooked up on it, I heard a guy on one frequency that was just giving his call and checking something. So I called him back and talked to him for a minute. So that was kind of cool for the guy to at least let him know his radio's working. And but anyway, the guy was in Marietta, Georgia. And he was an older fella, 84, he said he was, and he said it was pretty cold down there, so must be a cold spell for you too over there, Tom, right? Go ahead.
10-0-TR. Well, somewhat. It's been cold of a morning, Mike. It was like 27, I think, this morning, but it gets up to around 50, 52 in that area. Right now it's 42. And a northeast wind at zero, and I think the high today is going to be 48 to 50. 30s and 50s pretty much in this area, Mike. I'm going to let you listen to something here. Hang on.
Yeah, real fun. Yeah, it took me a while to get this going. Like I say, with all the mic troubles that I had. But finally got a microphone that would work and go through the right inputs and all that. took a little figuring out, but wasn't plugging places here.
So, there's your signal down here, Mike, and that's on an old cheap cassette tape recorder, if you remember the cassettes. Over.
Yeah, I remember cassettes. I've probably got a few floating around here. I don't know if I got a player anymore to play them, but I've seen some in some of my storage boxes, so I know I've got some someplace. I've even got some old 8-track someplace. I don't have an 8-track player, but they were around for a little while, not very long. But yeah, the weather here is going to be a little cool today too. But we've got a couple warm days coming. I think Wednesday and Thursday are supposed to be up near 60, in the 60s. But sounds like our weather here today is about the same as what you've got going on over there. It's going to be a little bit nippy, and I do need to get out and shorten up my 40-meter antenna a little bit. I know it's tuned lower than where I want it, so I need to mess with that, but. And this Kenwood that I use, that antenna tuner, man, it tunes. It takes less than a second to tune up. You just hit the tune button and click, and it's done. And it seems to be working pretty good. I've made several 40-meter contacts. Haven't done much on any of the other bands. I'd like to put up a 20-meter antenna too, and maybe pick up some 20-meter stuff a little bit better. But anyhow, that's about it from here, Tom. Back to you. This is KD5KX with M0TR.
TR. Mike, I asked Bill on. I texted N4IQ to see if he could jump on here for a minute. Apparently, he's busy. But I think, and he's an expert on almost anything, ham radio. But Mike Tango Yankee MM. TTY is the program that I use for RIDI, and I haven't used it in quite a while, Mike. But Bill actually set me up on that. And so if you look up N4IQ on QRZ, his email is there, and you could ask him that question, what's the best? And this version, I'm sure, is old. It's 1.68. But it worked quite well. And you're smart enough to figure it out. But there's a lot of... Well, in fact, there was just a RIDI contest here in the last couple of weeks. And Bill does a lot of contesting. He's worked 334 countries and is on the honor roll. And have been a ham for years and years and years. And his... I got to answer the phone, Mike. It's the Greenville VA Clinic. I'll say 73, Mike, and catch you down the line. Center OTR.
That's fine, Tom. This is KD5KX, Kilo Delta 5 Kilo X-ray, clear with N0TR,
beep, and that's probably the loudest, clearest static I've heard in a long time, but we're still not hearing any voice. KO4 WTF.